It was a beautiful, we actually ended on the line in the Quran reading today that, and anything you want to ask will be answered, or something like it was, I mean, I don't want to paraphrase it, but of the Prophet, peace be upon him, you know that in his presence, that Allah will answer through him, or through the, you know, the maqam, the level of messengership, all the heart's questions will be answered. And, you know, immediately I say that, come to mind Sheikh Noor and his questions. I mean, Sheikh Noor was he was a questioner like a surgeon. That's the kind of questions he would ask. They were almost like surgery. But the surgery was to delve and go deeper and deeper into the truth. So we have that wonderful passage in that he put before as a preface to Heart of Quran, where he's in paradise with the Prophet Muhammad and alayhi salam. And we have a certain time every year now. I want to establish certain readings at certain times. So that's a very extraordinary mystical reading that I want to dedicate. Usually we read it sometimes on his Urs Day, November 1st, or at certain times, that I'll find a certain time of year to read that collectively. But in that passage, he has a boldness that I don't think any of us would have before the Prophet, asking him, and the Prophet answers. And instead of being satisfied with that question, he asks him something deeper, and he doesn't stop there. And then he goes another deeper, you know, until the Prophet finally comes with what to Sheikh Noor, what ultimately fulfills Sheikh Noor's soul. And this is, maybe our questions go so far. Our questions really are like stepping stones into our own soul, and to the place where our soul is fulfilled. Well, his was not fulfilled until the Prophet responded, you know, about the nature of heaven and hell and the ultimate reality of this creation as a dream and paradise as the perfect dream of Allah. And the Prophet himself as the dream key that of the dream door that opens into the only reality that is love. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. I mean, but Noor, through the perspicuity of his mind, that sharpness of his mind and soul, that which came from an ardent, burning desire. It wasn't like academic, these are not academic questions. This was from the burning soul and yearning for Allah, yearning for the truth, that he came to that place. And this is how all of our knowledge, our real knowledge, comes from that, comes from great lovers of love and lovers of truth who have sought from Allah. And just like, you know, the babe seeks milk from the breast and draws on the breast. And after all, milk is said, the Prophet said, you know, it's the sign of knowledge, a symbol of knowledge. So seeking knowledge, if we long for it and yearn for the truth, that's how we draw forth this, what then becomes our collective knowledge for humanity. So, inshallah, alhamdulillah. So, and our zikr is like that too. Our zikr is like this, you know, drawing forth the love from Allah, from Allah's essence, and inshallah, sharing it, like pouring it out. We don't necessarily have to see that visually, but for the world and for all the thirsty hearts.